Okay, we will start from the Mishnah again on Tess Zayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah. The two Mishnahs, we're going to be starting the first one. Shuah lo ya'echul lach. If a person says, I swear that I won't eat by you, that's a shuah, right? Zuck, the Rash, shuah, let's do the next case also. Hashvu shayechul lach. This is a very difficult case. This is a shuah that I will eat. And then the Mishnah continues and says, forget, let's skip the next case for a second. The Mishnah says, Aser. The guy said, Hashua Shaykhullah. Why is he Aser? That's a difficulty that the Gemara will address.
He said he's going to eat. He's swearing that he's going to eat.
That's so why is it Aser? That's the question. That's going to be the Gemara's addressing. The Gemara's going to address that. But let's go to the last case. Why Shua La Yaykhullah? I don't swear what I don't eat. The inference is, I do swear what I will eat, that I won't eat, meaning I'm not swearing on what part of that I'm not eating, but the part that I am eating, I am swearing on, not to eat. And therefore, that's an inference, an usher. And the Rashi, but Rashi will speak out that Remeir agrees by Shua that we say Mechlal Lav Atishmeyehin. That by Shua, Remeir agrees. Now the Rashi says because of the Chumrah of Shua, it's based on a Gemara in Shuas, that says that by a thing that's no object involved, just the person, the mayor agrees that you say Mechlala about the Shemei.
Why don't we flip the inference? If he said, I don't swear on what I won't eat, why isn't the inference, I do swear on what I will eat?
That means I won't eat it.
The
second case is problematic. But if a person says, I'm not swearing on what I won't eat, but I will swear on what I will eat, which means I'm swearing not to eat it. Dr. Ezrash. This is where we ran in yesterday for discussion. We don't say a person swears in the life of a shua. Because shua is not tangible. Swearing by the life of something, the thing has to be a tangible. And therefore, you can't swear by the life of a shua. Loy shua loy echelach aser. The mashma loy shua mash loy echelach. Hamash echelach yeh b'shua. Av Remeir by that. Remeir agrees. The mina b'shua mechala about the shmei hein. Now the Rush says the reason b'shum the shua chamira. Because shua is much stricter.
No.
I just want to point out. What does that mean shua chamira? It's a lav. It's a lav in the Torah. The Yahu is a lav by neder. And by Shua, there's the Shishavu Bishmi Bashakar, and Le'yachav. But what's Chamira? So for that, since it's Erev Yom Kippur, it's a good day to talk about this. The Mishnah in Yuma, the Brice in Yuma, that talks about Dalet Chalki Kapara, includes Shua Sheker together with Krisus and Mises Bezen, even though it's only a lav. Because there's a part that says, Hilo Yinak Hashem, it's Asher Yisha Shmai Lashav. It seems that there's an extra emphasis on the lav of Shua Sheker that doesn't exist by Neder and doesn't exist by other lav. This lav, even though it's not punishable by Karis, the Torah writes an extra word, Hilo Yinak Hashem, Eis Asher Yisha Shmai Lashav. That means Hashem is telling you, this is a biggie.
Is it not Mikaris?
Not Mikaris.
What is it? Why is it more Chamer?
Because the Torah wrote, "Kilo yinak Hashem esas yisus by lashav." Hashem saying, "This is bad."
The punishment
is no worse. The practical punishment in Eilam Hazeh might not be worse, but to the Rabbi Nishon, this is a major crime.
Is that the
passage
you're quoting?
Yes, in Aseret Hadibros. Hashem Hashem elkecha lashav. Kilo yinak Hashem esas yisus by lashav. So the pasuk writes by Shua, but it doesn't write by other lavin. It's an extra. And therefore, the Gemara says Shua is always stricter. Now, the Gemara does not say that's the reason the Remeir agrees. The Gemara says Remeir agrees by things of Isser. The Rush is translating that because it's stricter.
Oh, without the Rush, because of, is there another reason, like because of Isser?
Because the Remeir's source of not saying inferences is monetary cases. That's part of Shad the Gemara Shulis. Remeir derives that you need tonight kafol.
By the Bnei Reuven,
which is money. Therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir only said it in things that are negaya objects, money, items, not by things that are pure rift.
That
would have been my shot.
Right.
But the Rosh has this shot.
Can't we say that
Hashvua,
it works, even if
they're
I can't eat kazer, I can't eat nevela.
They're both lavin. I can't violate shua, it's a lav. They're practical halachas. A neder is chal and sukkah, a shua is not. Does that make neder more chamer? Those are applications. What the Rosh is saying is, shua is more strict. And the Gemara says, it's not me. The Gemara says the reason shua is more strict is because the pasuk says ki lo yanaka. The Gemara Yuma says that's why shua needs a bigger tshuva than a regular lav. Yemei Hashem tomorrow, with tshuva, everybody's going to get kapara on all their assays and all their licenses. That's what the Gemara Paskins and the Rambam Paskins at Milchus Tshuva Perek Aleph. That tshuva is mechaper on assays, tshuva yom kippur is mechaper on all lavin. Rachmana Litzlan, if one did a chayv ekrisus of Mises Bezen, they need more than that. Tshuva yom kippur does a lot of the kapara, but the finishing act of kapara is Yisurim. And Chil Hashem, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim do most of the kapara, and the finishing act of kapara, this is Gemara Yuma, is Yom Amisa. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rabbi Yaina and Shari Tshuva offers ways that a person can get a complete kapara for everything without having to go through Yisurim and Yom Amisa. Taira, Chesed, Kiddush Hashem, all those things that can take care of those averis without having to suffer that much, right? The Rambam says, the way some Rishonim learn, the way the Rambam seems to learn, davening and tzedakah and shini Hashem, shini Maaseh, there's a whole Gemara. But that's not the point. We're not learning Hilchos Tshuva now. But Shvua Sheker is put into a higher category than you would put it into by reading the Torah that says it's a lav. So all other lavim, Yom Kippur wipes off. By tomorrow night, all I say is a lavin should be, if a person does the proper tshuva, history. Now, the shua sheker, the Gemara says, needs more than that. Because it's the pasuk says, k'lo yinak Hashem, eis ha'she yishas moy l'ashav. Baruch Hashem, I don't think that's one thing we do. I don't think we do shua. Kabbalah with bar mitzvah is not viewed as a shua. The severity, meaning, again, I can only talk for myself. I don't remember making the darim in shua. My problem is I do things three times, or I say I will do something that's a mitzvah that gets involved in Kabbalah's bar mitzvah. It's not shua. So I don't think that's it. Again, if I go through my list of averis, I don't remember ever swearing anything. I don't use the word. But again, I'm just pointing out that it is a severe.
But it seems
there are people that say I swear. You should never say I swear.
But it seems like Hashem's upset because you're using his name just.
No, it's not that you're thinking. You decided the guy's not thinking.
What I'm saying is that, but Rebbe said yesterday, a couple times, that the same severity is even if you don't say Hashem's.
That's my legacy, Shaina.
I'm just saying.
You're pointing out correctly, but then again, those who Shaina that say Shua is the name of Hashem, it's still a more severe hate.
And it's still going under that thing?
I don't know. That's a good point you're making, but it's still a more severe
hate. Whoever uses Hashem's name, what name is
meaning? Any of the names. We're not learning Masechta Shua now. There's a Mishnah there that says which names of Hashem. Anyway, let's go back.
People don't say I swear, but they say I promise.
Same thing?
No. You promise what?
I promise I'm telling the truth. I promise.
That means nothing.
I promise I'll bring this over. I promise I'll do this.
Not a shua. If it's a mitzvah, it's a Kabbalah bar mitzvah.
I'm not talking about a bar mitzvah.
Not a bar mitzvah. What's I promise?
Yeah.
Not a shua. Not an oath. When you go to court, and they ask you to swear or affirm, you say affirm, but you don't want it to be a shua. Yes.
Practically, you can also say,
Firmness is not a shua.
What does firm mean?
That's exactly it. That means a promise.
No, it means I agree.
Agree.
It means
okay,
agree.
Fine.
You swear to tell the truth, and he says, I agree.
Did they ask you, do you swear or affirm? And you answer, I affirm. It's not a shua. Shua needs a lashon of oath. It's not an oath. Again, if a guy swears in his mind, does it mean anything? Okay, so this is swearing in his mind. The word is not a shua. That's my right. Mechlau, the hashvua shaychalach, the leyachil namashma. You read our Mishnah, hashvua shaychalach, the Mishnah says you're usher. Right? But Bimin, I'll ask you a contradiction. Besides asking logically, the guy swear to eat, why is he usher? The Gemara asks a better kasha. There's a Mishnah that says not that way. Shvua shtayim shein arba. There are two shvuas that turn into four. Shaychal, Shalayachal, those are the shvuas in the future. I will and I won't eat. Shachalti, Shalayachalti. That I did or didn't eat. So these are four shvuas. One of them is, I will eat and I won't eat. That means I will eat is not aser. It's a shvua that you will eat. So here, hashvua shaychal should be a shvua that you will eat, not that you won't eat. Mechlau de shaychalach, dachil namashma. It's two different shvuas. I will eat, I won't eat. That means will eat means you will eat, not you won't eat. And our Mishnah says, you will eat means you won't eat. Hashvua shaychalach is aser.
Is this the
point you follow? No. The guy swears he will eat. It's straightforward. Can't be more straightforward than that. So why does the Mishnah say aser? And the Mishnah Shvua says the opposite way, which is the one we would understand.
I mean, the word to eat is ochel.
It's what he said.
You don't need a Mishnah to tell me that.
So I'm telling you right now that it's a better kasha if I have a contradiction.
No,
instead of going on arguing on words, the Mishnah brings a contradiction. The Gemara brings a contradiction.
How would
the question.
I we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and I want to say, I'm going to eat by you. How would I say in Hebrew to eat?
Shaychal.
Okay.
Again, the Gemara could have asked that, but the Gemara asked a better question, a contradiction. Dr. Ashrash, I don't know if everybody has a rush here that says Zechheimer. It could be that Aizvara moved it. It's on the next Mishnah. So we're going to skip that rush because it's on the next Mishnah. We're going to go to the rush afterwards.
The first Gemara, the rush in the Mishnah? The Gemara?
I don't have Gemara in my rush. After the rush of Shua Lai Eichalach, there's a rush that starts Zechayim and Bishua Sve
Bidadarim. Yeah, up higher.
It's in the Mishnah. It's on the next Mishnah, so I'm skipping it. That's what I said. It's not on the Mishnah we just learned. It's on the next Mishnah, so I'm skipping it. Right, the first one of the Gemara, Shvuz Bei Shein Dalet. Shvuz Bitoi, the Shvuz expression, Shechai V'Ala Ataira Karban Ayla B'Yayrin. If a person swears falsely, he brings a carbon. Ayla B'Yayrin means, depending on his finances, either goes up or down. A person who swears and he enunciates it with his lips. Two are mentioned in the Torah explicitly. The Siv Lahara, to hurt himself, or to help himself. The Hainu Lahaba, that's future Shuas. And Shaychu, Vilayachu. Omeribu the Kra, the Siv Beheja, the Cholashi Yavati Adam. Then the Pasik says, everything else the person expresses. Mabina Night Shtayim Lashavar. So we include that a person who swears in the past is also Chayav. The Pasuk says, person who swears in the future. The words, everything else he expresses, says, even past. That's a Gemara in Mishnah Shvuos. The Rosh is quoting it here. So it's a contradiction. Back to the contradiction. Guy says, Our Mishnah says he's chaser. That Mishnah says he's has to eat. So how do we reconcile the two? The Mishnah calls that lehitiv, to do good. To do good is not to eat, it's to eat. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya. So Abaya answers, Sha'aychu shtei l'shaynes mashma. The word Sha'aychu can mean one of two things. It depends on the tone of voice. Hayim esayrim b'lecho. People were bothering him to eat. Somebody would say, come on, eat. I'll eat. And pursue Shua Shaykh. Then he adds, I swear I'll eat. The Nachilna Mashma. He obviously means he will eat. He had responded to the request that he eat. Okay, I'm coming. I'll eat. You know what? I swear that I'll eat. So when he says that, he means I'll eat. However, I'm a Loyachilna. He says, I don't want to eat. And pursue Amar, Shua Shaykh. Then he says, I swear I'll eat. The lawyer called him. It means he won't eat. Come on. Because. Again, it depends on the context and the tone. Let's read the Rush, who explains it better to me. Girsi Yisayrisi. I'm a Simon by Lechu Amachol Nachulam. Girsi Yisayrisi. This is not necessary here. But Brisa, but Chilus very gimbled the Shuas Lesser. The Pashta, the Mishnah, Sneezin, Beloy, Mitzarbin, Matilokme. The Mishnah Shuas, you don't have to have a guy bothered to eat. Stop, a guy that swears to eat means you'll eat. You don't need the fact that he said, I'll eat twice before he swore. Even if he never was bothered, his son walks over and says, I swear I'll eat. It means you'll eat. You don't need this case. In contrast to the other one, that you need him to say no before he swears. Here, you don't need him to say yes, and then swear. Even if he never was asked, a guy that swears will eat, regularly means he will eat. Take it at face value. I just have to finish this. Take it at face value. Right? Ella, she gives us Nadarim Mishunah. Nadarim always writes things a little stranger. Since the case of our Mishnah, that it means he won't eat, has to be that he is refusing to eat before he says Shavuot Shavu. So therefore we said that the first case is talking about that he said he will eat. You don't need that. Stop, a guy who says a week means a week. You don't need that somebody asked him first and he said yes, and then he swears. Even if he was never asked. Anybody that says Shavuot Shavu means he will eat. Av of Amar Achil Machilda, Bitmia. Now the Rush's Gersa is, not that he said Lo Yachilna, what we have in our Gemara, right? That's going to be the second Girsa of the Rush. The Rush had a Girsa that he said, when the guy said eat, he said, I'm going to eat. Tone of voice, questioning. I'm going to eat? You think I'm going to eat? I'm going to eat? So that is saying, I won't eat, before he swears. The tone of voice was questioning, not agreeing. I will eat is an agreement. I will eat. Meaning, you think I'm going to eat by you? So if he says that, bit me a climber, v'chi aicholimach, and then shuameshuah shaicholach, then he says, I swear to eat. We say, that's a question. You think I'm swearing to eat? Meaning, I'm swearing not to eat. Then shaichol means no, because that's what he had been saying, I'm not eating. He had said, I'm not eating by the tone of voice. So by saying shuah shaicholach, he's putting an oath to what he was saying. The lawyer killed the cover. Well, he covered. Shwur shakai mashemarti achil nachil. Bitmia. I'm swearing to keep what I just said. You think I'm eating? Which means I'm not eating. And therefore the shwur is going that he won't eat. Elevad lawyer chilimach. That's the gears of the Rush. That even if he says, yes, I'll eat. But if he says it in a questioning tone, and then says, I swear I'll eat. It's saying, whatever I just told you, I'm putting an oath to. And I told you, you think I'll eat, which means I won't eat, and then I'm swearing I won't eat. But yes, Svarim Garsim, I don't know how you have it there, I have it in an abbreviation. But yes, Svarim Garsim, the Amar Loya Chilga. He said, no, I'm not eating. Vesu Amar. Vekachi Agirsa Bechala Shua Mishuas. That's how it is in Mesech Nishuas. The Kivan the Messiah of Amar Loya Chilga. They're asking him, and he says, no, I'm not eating. So then we says, when he says Shuah Shaychu, he's keeping what he just said. I'm not eating, I'm not eating. I swear. Even if he says Shaychu, it means he won't eat. That's what it means in context. We translate it to mean, I'm an oath if you think I'm going to eat, which means I'm not eating. So, what the Gemara is answering basically is, you have to take things in context with both verses. You have to take things in context. A regular guy that says he swears to eat means he'll eat. But if a guy is resisting eating, and he keeps on saying no, either expressing no, or going to the first girsa, questioning, you think I'm eating? You think I'm eating? Then when he says shaychu, it doesn't mean he will eat. He's putting an oath to what he said. It would be an oath on me if you think I'm eating, meaning I'm not eating. That's how the Gemara is answering it. So Abaye says, the two Mishnahs depend on context. The regular person and the person under certain circumstances. Now, how Gemara made it sound, there were circumstances in both ways. He said, I'll eat, I'll eat. So that's why the rest of God, that's not necessary. The person that swears he's going to eat, even without any other circumstances, means to eat. The person that swears that he'll eat after saying no, 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 means he won't eat.
It's not because of the word ochel. The thing could be word for shona, it could be for recha, it could be anything.
But
it depends on the context.
Right.
It's not the word ochel.
It's the context.
I don't want people to think it's because of the word ochel.
Nobody thought that way.
Rabbi?
Hold 1 second, Harvey.
Yes. There's a family of words in every language known as contronyms, where you have the same word meaning two opposite things. We covered this in Pesachim at length with the word or. Classic of Kav Shitzer, it can be simply, as the Rush said, as you said, through the Rush, in tone of voice. If you come up to me and say, I owe you, that you say to me that I owe you $100, I reply, I owe you $100. That is affirmation. If you say that to me and I say to you, I owe you $100,
again,
that is
I said the tone of voice.
That is pronunciation. Context is one of the ways.
Okay, I hear what you said. I agree with you. The way you said it, yes. Harvey was asking a question. Yes, Harvey.
I'm just trying to get my mind straight on this. I understand if he's saying something defiantly, and that's where we get the tone. You think I'm going to eat? You think I'm going to eat? I'm going to eat. But doesn't he say a word of an oath here? That is not natural.
He won't eat. He says, I swear I'll eat. It's like saying, I swear on myself if I eat. That's how we're translating. I mean, I'm not swearing.
But people don't really speak like that. That's not an addition to them being defiant. They don't end up saying, "I'm swearing" or anything like that. That is not.
If somebody's bothering you and you want to end the conversation, you make an oath, and then the guy has to leave you alone.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, if you wanted them to stop bothering you, then you're not really making the reverse, you're not mentally making the reverse intention in your oath. That's saying that you're saying to him, watch me, we're going to end this conversation by me making an oath, but in my mind, I'm reversing it. People don't really do that.
He's not reversing it. He's saying an oath on me if you think I'm going to eat. That's how we're translating it. Which means
I've never heard people express themselves that way.
Again,
okay.
You can't use our expressions back then. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So I think my life. Yes.
Someone walks in and says, Hash, Ruosh, Ochala.
He would have to eat.
Not according to the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is talking about a set of circumstances. That's what Rav Abaye's answer is. Our Mishnah is only referring to a case where the guy refused twice.
What I said before, does it apply also by
speaking? Yes, yes.
And
it
applies
by
everything.
Yes.
Any verb you use.
Yes. Rabashi said the case in our Mishnah is not she'aycho, it's she'i'aycho, which means I won't eat. Correct the Gemara. If a guy says he won't eat, he said he won't eat. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? When a guy says she'i eichel, it might be a stutter. He wants to say she eichel, and it came out as she'i eichel. Because usually a person says shaloi eichel, not she'i eichel. E means no, but it's not the common word. So when we hear the word she'i eichel, what are we hearing? She'i eichel with a stutter or she'i eichel? We hear she'i eichel, and don't worry about a stutter. Now if the guy has a record of stuttering, it might be different. Dr. Rashi, Mal de Tema, make him the Rash. Dr. Rashi, Mal de Tema, make him listen to who? Well, I like my, Ms. Suarez, I'm sorry, Shaycho. By the Gamgim Bil Shaynai, but I'm a Shaycho. The Amr Hachim and Nina, like, what if he says that's what I meant? Kamash Malan, given the height of the source of Shaycho, Loim Am Nina Leim Amai to come about Sarachi. We don't let him explain it. We don't accept the excuse, I slipped. Dr. Gamar Vaitan. Abaye lo hametam de Ravashi. Why didn't Abaye agree with Ravashi? De leikani she'eichel. The Mishnah didn't say she'eichel. Ravashi is changing she'eichel to she'eichel. Ravashi nodi mitam de Abaye. Sover shlo yeichel nami mas mishtei l'shaynas. If a guy swears I won't eat, you can do the same thing. The guy said to him, are you eating by me? The guy said, you think I'm not eating? You think I'm not eating? I swear I'm not eating? Again, there he means he will eat. If you're going by tone, so then you can do the same thing by shaloi eichel that you did by shaloi. Not limited to positive. The same thing can apply to negative. Right. Teretz says that the Mishnah is using simple translations, not tone. You don't, because once it's tone, you can do this negative and positive. And the Mishnah only says it in the positive. So therefore, Dr. Vashi, I'm not disagreeing with Abaya. The tone makes a difference. But that's not shot in our Mishnah. Because if Mishnah meant this, the Mishnah could have said it in the positive, it could have said it in the negative. It wouldn't have just said it by the positive. You think I'm not eating? Then it would mean I want to eat. Because listen to his tone. You think I'm not eating? You think I'm not eating? So whenever he ends up swearing, if he says, Loyachol, that means you think I'm swearing not to eat, which means I'm swearing to eat. And the Amarvik in the Tutsunami, the Shuah Shloyachol, Shuah the Loyachol, the Kamar. And you could say it means I won't eat. Al Tana Piska, Shayachol, the Achol, the Masma, Shloyachol, Loyachol, Masma. The Tana wouldn't do this. He wouldn't write things that depend on tone one way. Because once it depends on tone, you can change everything, negative to positive to negative, and therefore Ravashi said, that's not Shat, not Mishnah. He's not disagreeing with Abaye's halacha. He's just saying the Tana wouldn't write a case of tone because it applies everywhere you go. Dr. Reshba, Dr. Rush. Can I just read the Rush? Can I just read the Rush?
Yeah.
I'd like to read the Rush. If actually not even time at Abaye, how you know that he moved away, or Mesrachik Mesrara Abaye. Then Isa, the Masnissen, Isa Lefish the Eshur Shaycho Mashmar Shalay Aycho. If you're telling me that Eichel to me not, Ulafukim Masnis in the Shuas, and not like the Mishnah Shuas, the Kanichol Shuas, Eichel Mashmal Dafke Shaychel, that Eichel means eat. Im Kain, Shloy Eichel Nami have a little fire Shachi. So the Mishnah should have brought a case of Loy Eichel and said it means positive. The Mesabim by Lecho, if they're bothering him to eat. Vamil Loy Eichel, the Pitmia, Klaim Priyata Shavar Shloy Limach, you think I'm not going to eat? But Vare Eichel, I'm sure I'll eat. That's what he means. Listen to the tone. Vesu Amish Shuas Shloy Eichel, Lach Dechel Nekamah. Then we would say if he says negative, he means positive, because he just got finished using negative in a positive tone. The kaim dvarav mashama lo yachol bit mihu nishba. Period. That's according to the svarim that say that before he said achilna achilna in a tone of questioning. The svarim the guy shalav amar lo yachilna gasin and hachav amar achilna. Here we guy has to say I will eat. So nishba shlo yachol anu taylim shel kaim dvarav on nishba. Then he says I won't eat. He's saying, I'm swearing to what I just said that I will eat. It'll be a shu on me if I don't eat. Don't bother me anymore. I'm swearing of what I don't eat. I'm swearing to eat. So the Rush is saying like this. Abaye didn't say Ravash is pshat because the Mishnah didn't warn the word e. You're adding a word to our Mishnah. And Ravashi didn't want to say Abaye is pshat, not because he disagrees. He just doesn't think the Mishnah is getting involved in that. Because if the Mishnah got involved in that, you can do it with the positive, you can do it with the negative. Why wouldn't the Mishnah do it both ways? Just with the positive. must be the Mishnah's not getting involved in tone. It's sticking to simple. Aichol means eat, Vayachol means I won't eat. I, in tone, if the Mishnah meant that, the Mishnah should have said a case where the guy swears not to eat, then it means he will eat. The Mishnah never says that. If it's tone, it works both ways. Therefore, Dr. Rush, that's why Rav Ashi said, I don't want to learn like Abai in the Mishnah. Not because there's a disagreement in Halacha, but because that's not the case in the Mishnah. Yes, Rabbi Kolf.
The Rush said, that Pashpashat is tone, right?
I don't know what you just meant.
The Rush tried to explain the Gemara.
Abai is Terence.
Meaning, there's two ways to learn Abai's Terence, isn't it?
No, there's not. No, it's always tone.
I thought it was oral.
Well, the other one is to say that he said no, no. Right.
So,
and then he added a Shvua, which we
right.
interpret to...
It had nothing to do with tone.
Okay, one gear says it has to do with tone, and one gear said it has
right.
to do with
so,
backing up what he said.
Right, so now Rav Ashi is coming and saying it can't be tone. That's
it can't be backing up what you say either, because that can work both ways. Both things can work both ways. Whatever pshat you learned in the Mishnah can be used in the negative as well. You ask a guy to eat. He says, I'm eating. You eating? Yes, I'm eating. You keep on bugging him. So he says, I swear that I'm not eating. So what does that mean?
What
did you say
before? He said before, I am eating?
Yeah. If you don't go with tone, then he said he is eating.
They want him to eat. He says, I'm eating. I'm eating.
And then they keep on bothering you.
They're bothering him because I'm eating. Okay?
They want him to, you know, they want more than just agreeing I'll eat. They're done. So he says, Shvur Shalai Eichel. So we're interpreting that to mean that he's backing up what he said. And he's saying, I'm swearing that whatever I don't eat is Asher B'Shvur, but I will eat. It's a swear on a positive. The same way Eichel is a swearing on a negative. How'd you learn that shot? The guy said, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. Then Shvur Shaychol.
Oh, it's because it's a backup. It's a,
so the same thing here in the negative. Whatever pshat you learn in the first half, Zakhtar Vashi, you can learn in the negative. And if you learn it in the negative, if the Mishnah was interested in teaching this, the Mishnah should have said it both ways. And since the Mishnah did not say it both ways, that means that's not what the Mishnah means. That's what Rav Ashi said. And therefore, Rav Ashi didn't want to, he's not disagreeing with Abaya. He just doesn't think the Mishnah is saying that. And Abaya's not disagreeing with Rav Ashi. If he says she Eichel, Rav Ashi's right. But the Mishnah didn't say he said she Eichel. I don't want to add a word to our Mishnah. So they're arguing how to learn the Mishnah, not because they disagree with each other in Halacha. It's that one doesn't want to learn the Mishnah one way, and one doesn't want to learn the Mishnah the other way. Yes, Doctor.
Commentator's
comment on
the fact that we seem to have obligated someone in not
doing
something
be, within
the absence of any intention.
It is intention.
No, he started it. And now he's obligated not to do something. There was no intention to
So
he's
obligated,
which
means that he won't eat, correct?
Right. So did anyone...
The Gemara will address this at a later date.
Thank you very much.
Fine. We will stop here. Everybody should have a gvaksi mitzvah. I don't want to start the next question. A good gebenshar. And again, I want to ask people. I'm sometimes sharp at people, certain people more than others. And I want to ask mechila for that. Please say your mechila me. And we're back Sunday morning, Yemeretz Hashem, at 6:30 for Chazara. And then we start again on October 28th, Chafei Tishrei, at 5 to 6 with Mechila Sushar.